ball that nobody can intercept. And he takes off like a bullet right out of the tech. Defense is inefficient. Try tackle him, but they miss him. Bringing back that strong Michigan tradition. And he hits the goal line right in the blink of an eye. He can't wait to get his chance to be the fucking Buckeye. Score a touchdown, throw the ball in their faces. And he doesn't even tie his shoelaces.
Everybody is getting to it. Get stupid. Get started. Get to nerdy. Get to nerdy.
Come on, get to nerdy.
Let's get to nerdy. Let's get to nerdy in here. Let's get to nerdy. Let's get to nerdy in here.
Hold on.
Let's get to nerdy.
Let's not get too hasty. There's another.
Is this the new Blue Bombers theme song?
Whoa. Wow. Unbelievable.
And here's to you, Denard Robinson. Rich Roy loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Rush if you please, Denard Robinson. The big house is the place for those who play. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey.
Welcome to the TPS NFL update, where we love Denard Robinson now. Like, before, I wasn't a big fan. When he was losing games for us against Alabama, looking terrible, looking like he could be good, like any quarterback can be good at Baylor. That's what he was looking like.
He looked like he always looks, like a
but
bump.
Now, he's back. Michigan, like I called last week, Michigan is back. UMass, highly underrated, put up a great fight.
UMass is a joke.
What? What do you mean?
Who have they ever beat
in
anything besides basketball?
They're pretty good.
No, they're pretty horrible.
Miami Diddy 999. That terrible voice is not John McClane or Born 34 or Tomater, thankfully, or Pantera Don 2 or B. Smith. That is franchise 254. The number one Denard hater in the world.
That's right.
That's a special title, yeah.
Come on.
Come on, admit it. He's good. He's that good.
He's that bad.
All he does is win.
All he does is lose.
He beat UMass.
He beat who?
UMass. Highly underrated.
I know football team, little high school football teams that are better than UMass.
Wow. Don't disrespect UMass like that. Well, who cares about UMass anyway? Because they got Notre Dame coming up here in South Bend next week or this weekend on Saturday night. Everyone, the entire country is going to be watching this game. Everyone's going to get a piece of Denard.
I'm going to laugh at Denard.
You'll be watching it, right?
They just handed it to Michigan State, so they're primed and ready
to get beat down.
Who is Denard?
Denard Robinson is like one dimensional.
What do you mean?
If he can't throw the ball, you automatically know what he's going to do. He's not going to try to make a play. He's going to tuck it and run.
That's called making a play.
No, that's not called making a play. If you're a quarterback, he's not a quarterback. He's like a running back with a good arm.
What? How dare you? He's amazing, and all he does is make plays.
He is horrible, and all he does is look like a bum.
Let's get denarded in here. Come on, franchise. You believe. I believe. McClane believes. Canada believes, right? Canada?
Yeah, that's where he's going next year when he graduates.
Wow.
He's going to be.
Sure, yeah. I just learned about who he is. He's a quarterback.
Yeah, he's going to the Winnipeg Blue Bombers next year. He's going to be their starting free safety.
Wow. Okay, so that's Michigan. They're going to beat the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame this Saturday in prime time. Make sure you watch it. Make sure you're rooting. Get your Michigan jersey on like I'll have on. Get your Michigan hat like I'll have on. Wrapped in your Michigan blanket like I will be. And let's watch Michigan beat Notre Dame. All right, McClane, what's been going on in the CFL?
Well, can I go back to college?
Oh, yeah, sure.
I want to mention Penn State. They got their first win since 1997. That was pretty impressive.
Pretty long drought there for them.
Long losing streak.
But finally, after a couple heartbreakers, which they could have won, they could be 3-0 right now, right? Can we call them the best 1-2 team in all of college football?
No.
No? Okay.
In the Big Ten.
Whoa.
I'll go that far.
I'll agree with you on that.
So they who'd they beat?
Michigan.
I don't know.
They didn't beat Michigan. I know that for sure. Okay, so.
Oh, their time is coming.
They finally won a game. The curse of Joe Pa is over.
Was it the Navy game?
Yeah, it was the Navy game. The curse, right, is lifted.
Yep.
Since 1997, they've been under the curse of Joe Pa, and finally, they lifted it in Game 3 of the 2012 NCAA football season. Well, it's about time. And I salute them, right? Can we salute Penn State?
I'll give them a slow clap, but that's about as far as I'll go.
Franchise, salute?
Salute.
McClain?
Yeah.
Yeah? Salute? Come on, Canada, whatever you guys do.
Salute.
Okay, what about, okay, now can we get into some CFL? Because I really want to know what's going on.
The Bombers lost again.
Again?
And they suck. Yeah.
Wow.
44-3.
Oh, my gosh. They're awful. Can we switch teams? Isn't there another team? There has to be somebody else. What about
Lions. Lions just beat the Argos.
Oh, yeah. What about the Lions?
Nobody likes the Lions.
Nobody?
No, I like the Lions.
They just beat the Argos or whatever.
Lions roar. Roar. Can I get a salute?
Sorry. Nope. Nobody, you're right. Nobody likes the Lions. I think that's accurate.
Right, let's talk about the Blue Bombers failing miserably week after week.
Well,
they won last week.
They were coming off of a championship run. Prime.
Are they kind of like the Browns of the Canadian League? Just living up old glory, basically.
Wait, Browns had old glory? Hold on here. Mm-hmm. Wait, when did the Browns have old glory?
In the 90s.
What?
Early 90s. Late 80s, early 90s.
Hold on, I got to check this, because isn't this an expansion team? Wait a minute. Aren't the Browns an expansion team?
Hey, why do you think the Hall of Fame's in Canton?
I just figured low taxes.
Not low enough.
Wow. All of a sudden the Browns... Wait, who is it? Who was their great quarterback in the 90s?
Testaverde and Kozar.
Yeah, Bernie Kozar. I was about to say that.
Webster Slaughter on D.
I'm waiting for great.
Kevin Mack.
I'm still waiting for great quarterbacks. Okay, so reliving...
Bernie Kozar played until he was about 45 years old. Actually, Vinny Testaverde did too, didn't he?
Yeah. And then I think he played with the Jets even after that, when he was like early, mid-40s.
Yeah, he played until almost 45, 46 years old.
1990 Cleveland Browns, 3-13. So not a lot has changed.
It must have been before that then.
Not a lot has changed. 91 Cleveland Browns, 6-10.
Go into the late 80s against Denver.
Oh, they only have a record against a specific team?
No, I'm saying again when they went to the championship games against Denver, kept losing to Denver.
Oh, I got a 10-6 here.
That was in the 80s.
Yeah, late 80s then.
That was in the 80s because
86, I believe.
Yeah, that's when they would go constantly to the Super Bowl and get their asses handed to them by the likes of the 49ers. That is the Broncos.
Yeah.
That's their legacy. That's the memory we have of them.
Yeah, they until Joe Montana left the game. Whoa, that's a bad text.
Uh-oh.
Focus.
Yeah. Come on. Yeah. You were mid sentence.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy text.
Okay. How about we move on then to the actual TBS NFL update and this week's matchups, which. Let's just talk about the one that the entire ownership is talking about. The manhandling of Oscar Escalabra by the TPSN NFL, or TPSN Rough Riders.
Mm-hmm.
It was a manhandling, right, Bourne?
It was a bizarro day in the world of fantasy football for the TPSN NFL.
What do you mean, bizarro day? Whoa! What are you talking about? This is the team that I drafted.
I got upset by the worst team in the league.
What? That power ranking is not canon. Doesn't count. We already went through that last week. It is not accurate.
But so, do you really think you're going to get a bump then if you beat me?
Well, hold on here.
You're going to stay as pretty much in the bottom.
I am.
And sounds like I might be coming down there with you.
First off, you should have known better. Matt Forte, that's what he does, right?
Well,
he gets injured.
I mean, in all honesty, I wanted Graham for my first pick, so didn't quite work out. So I decided to take Forte.
So no, I don't even know his status. Like, was it just the game thing, and he'll be back?
Well, they thought it was going to be as bad as a high ankle sprain, which one of my other players went down for a high ankle sprain. Aaron Hernandez. He's going to be done till, I guess, October sometime. They said for him it's going to be like 4 to 6 weeks.
And you got to hang on to him.
Yeah. But Forte, they're saying, was not a high ankle sprain. But they probably – it sounds like they're probably going to rest him this week, but he could return on week four. So not nearly as bad as I thought it was going to be, but not pretty still.
And
what happened to Jamal Charles?
Yeah, his knee was also sore, so they basically took him out of the game towards the end, or maybe even, I don't know, halfway through. They took him out, I'm not sure when, and then they basically he was done for the rest of the day.
You shopping him? Is he available?
Well, if somebody gives me a decent offer, I'm not gonna...
What is going on here? Is this where somebody Canada colored
vehicle
the matchup? Who saw Jamal Charles not getting, you know, more than a point though?
I did.
That's just okay.
Didn't I call that last week? No? Alright.
Check the Twitter account.
Check the Smackboard.
Yeah,
Smackboard.
Called it board.
What about sitting Amendola?
I didn't think he would get. I mean, they projected him to get some decent touches, but I didn't think Washington's D was that bad against the slot.
But we went through this already. Lance Moore isn't going to get better than what you got week one. He's only going to go down.
He's like everybody keeps saying though that he's Breeze's favorite target in terms of wide receivers. Because what did Colston get? Colston didn't do any better.
It's all about Graham. Everyone else gets sloppy seconds there.
If your seconds is still a touchdown in 40 yards like it was for Moore in week one, that's fine.
But also, you already have Sproles. I mean, you kind of, it's Graham, Sproles.
Yeah, if I were playing PPR league, I'd be in good shape, but we're not.
And now, Amendola, you trade Ray Pantera. That's not official yet, though.
No, franchise.
Oh, franchise.
Oh, what's going on?
Yeah. So who got trade raped?
Franchise got trade raped.
Really?
Wow.
That's the worst trade ever.
It is.
League history.
Just right behind the Peterson trade, right?
Which one?
Right. Peterson or I'd say right. No, not last year's Peterson trade. This year's Peterson trade.
Oh, I like that trade. That bad. I still stand by that trade.
He gave me two injured guys.
The league doesn't stand by that trade.
Yeah, the league doesn't. Just because Bradshaw had some neck soreness this week doesn't even things out.
But he was injured before I traded for him.
He's giving away Cam Newton?
A top five quarterback or nothing.
For free.
For Donald Jones and Danny Amendola?
This is an outrage. Yeah.
Worse than nothing.
Trade rate. I'm allowing it. I'm allowing franchise. Let me vote here to allow franchise to get trade raped. I'm like,
are you going to make a special trophy like you did for Canada's poor trade?
Wow.
Everyone is up for the trade rape award.
There was so much trade raping going on the last couple of days. I was like, Jesus Christ. But mine wasn't a trade rate.
You need to go get tested. So what's the other trade rape going on?
Well, I like the Pettigrew and Smith for Bolden and Finley.
Who's getting raped there?
Nobody, but nobody's getting anything. That's the problem.
Yeah.
What do you mean he's getting a star quarterback?
A star quarterback?
No.
What?
I'm getting Finley. I like Finley.
Did you see what he did last week, especially after how mad Rodgers was against him? He's not going to get hardly half the looks that he did this last week.
He's better than Pettigrew.
Whoa.
Yes,
there
he
you
is.
Go.
Whoa. He's not better than Pettigrew.
But the margin's not that much.
Sucks.
He's going to rack more points than Pettigrew.
No. Yeah, not
he's
even
a long
close.
Way to go if he only scored zero last week.
How dare you? First off, Pettigrew is going to score more than Finley. That is a lock. And Alex Smith is going to score more than Anquan Bolden. That's a lock.
But he has three quarterbacks. So he doesn't need Alex
Smith. Well, you shouldn't have three quarterbacks.
Yeah, that's a draft.
That's why he's trading them.
Trade bait, guys. It's working out.
It's not working
out.
I'm
doing.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Can't believe
back to the matchups.
0-2 on trades, Canada.
We'll see about that when Kruger's back.
Well, this one I think Canada made out better, but I don't think it's like far and away better. And I don't think Tomato made his team much better at all either.
I think him adding Smith makes his team a lot better.
Who is his starting quarterback?
He's got Flacco and Schaub and Blaine Gabbert.
Flacco's
so now,
the best quarterback in the NFL.
Now he's got four pieces of trade bait.
Now we start Smith over Flacco. It's
what?
Elementary.
What do you mean elementary? Flacco's the best quarterback in the NFL.
No! No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
Far and away, no.
Far and away, yes. Now I'm starting to think you don't know anything about football. Franchise, who is the best quarterback in the NFL?
You better not say Cam Newton.
RG3.
Oh gosh, forget. Roger. Okay, I'm not asking him. McClain, who is the best quarterback in the NFL?
Right now it's Alex Smith.
Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning just threw three interceptions in the first quarter. They were begging in Denver, bring Tebow back. He never did this, or at least he didn't do it like this. First,
what did he do in the fourth quarter?
All he did was win in the fourth quarter. That's what Tebow did.
Who's the best quarterback in the league?
Tony Romo.
Gosh.
Jesus.
Troll's ruining the question. It's...
We should put it up on the poll then.
It's Flacco. Okay, yeah, this is the next poll. And all four choices are going to be Joe Flacco. Some form of Joe Flacco because he is the best quarterback in the NFL. Just because one guy drops a ball, he doesn't become Tom Brady. But he's still Tom Brady. Just because the guy dropped the ball doesn't mean he's not any good. Except they did
lose.
Plus,
he had a lot of work in the offseason with the quarterback's coach to get a lot better than what he was in the past.
Wow.
So I'd say so, too.
All right, let's talk about Rough Riders.
What about your team? Yeah.
Well, Rough Riders just did what they do. You know, they just put up a bunch of points. And
most of the time, that's not enough points to win, though.
More often than not in the past. But like I said at the beginning, there's a changing of the guard going on. There's an up-and-comer. There's a team on the verge of taking over this division. And that team is the Rough Riders. I mean, this is what you can expect week in, week out. Watch out, league. I'm putting this league on notice. Rough Riders are coming for you. Arian Foster, just being the best running back in the NFL again. That's it. That's all he's doing.
Is there anybody on the Rough Riders that's not the best in the NFL?
Fred Davis. Is not the best in the NFL. But
Vikings D. Ridiculous.
Yeah, Vikings D is not the best in the NFL. But that's okay. I got things in the works. I'm moving and shaking. Waiver wire is hot right now, okay?
Matt Stafford's not best in the league.
Well, he's had a few issues working out the kinks. Sometimes,
it's awful.
Sometimes you need a couple games, you know, to get into the season. But Reggie Wayne, looking like Reggie Wayne of old, right? Getting touchdowns, lots of targets, catching the ball. Steve Smith, it's not his fault he has to play with Cam Newton. I mean, come on.
I guess he got balls for starting Turner. I'll give you that.
What do you mean?
Everybody's low on him this year.
No, he
isn't. Isn't Turner in jail?
Yeah, unless he posted bail.
He posted a $2,500 bail, so he is out.
Wow.
And I expect him to play next week. Like I tweeted earlier, is it really that big of a deal that he had a couple drinks and was going 32 miles over the speed limit? I mean,
well,
when did we get...
that's the fastest he's moved all year.
The only player I'm disappointed in this season, and it's really not his fault, but Antonio Brown. Come on.
Yeah, I'll agree.
Come on. Let's get in the end zone every now and then, okay? How about that? Let's score a touchdown this year. Okay? Not too much to ask. Everyone else is doing it on this team. So, I mean, Rough Riders are prime. Watch out.
I think you need, like, to rape one more person. Then you'll be good.
I'm on the verge of rape. Don't worry.
You're one rape away from greatness.
The tight end option sucks.
That's terrible.
Fred Davis,
I mean,
is
you
doing anything.
Maybe could have got Cam Newton, but...
Well, I didn't know he was up for rape.
You didn't know he was being given away for free?
I didn't know. No one...
For a song?
Why didn't you tweet, franchise, Cam Newton for free? Act now.
If you look on my roster, I have two wide receivers that are gone.
Yeah.
We got big question marks anyway. I need it. You have to give up something to get something.
What did you get?
Yeah, you didn't get anything, though. That's the problem.
Sure I did.
And Bob Griffin is a complete and utter fraud.
Wait, what did you say?
DeVar
Robinson?
Fraud. He is a complete and utter fraud. Have you seen their offense? His passes that are called passes are essentially handoff to the wide receiver and run and make a play for me.
He needs to get rid of it.
The first six plays.
I've seen him different than Tebow last year.
Wow. Didn't I call him the Black Tim Tebow?
Oh, he's not that bad.
No, I thought Tebow was decent last year. He won games.
Yeah, but he was running the whole time.
Bob Griffin is essentially running the ball, running it over to his wide receiver, and then letting them make a play.
Yeah.
This is an outrage, and he is an utter fraud. And I can't believe that you put your entire team on his back.
Hey, man, loosen up.
Okay, what other matchups we got? Let me see here. Team It's a Gaming World versus the Mexico Brownies. One team went down hard, and another team is undefeated. What do you have to say for yourself, Brownies?
Two behemoths collide. Someone has to lose.
Thanks for being so gracious about it, then.
Why didn't you start Fitzpatrick?
I mean, I'll get him back in the Super Bowl.
When it counts, right?
We'll see each other again.
I'm really shocked that you picked Romo over Fitzpatrick. Why do you even have Fitzpatrick on your team if you're not going to play him?
Jared Bate.
And you also got stuck with Ahmad Bradshaw, which is soft and weak.
He got injured or something.
And Adrian Peterson went up against the vaunted Indianapolis Colts and got shut down.
He didn't get that many carries.
I was going to ask, did he? He didn't touch the ball very often.
They were 16.
They were behind the whole game.
It was a fluky game for the Cowboys.
What do you mean?
Tony Romo barely got to play.
What do you mean he barely got to play?
I mean, he barely got to play.
Was it the normal Romo that we're used to seeing?
Did he fumble the game away?
Just throwing completions, and Dez Bryant forgot how to catch the ball. So did Witten.
Well, Dez Bryant needs to take the number that he's wearing off and wear a different one. He is unworthy of the number 88.
Ooh, is that a thing in Texas?
I wonder if Irving is calling him out and saying, you know, you're going to have to be giving that back if you don't start acting up to the number.
Respect.
I would say he should.
Respect the number.
Yep.
He should come out there and be like, you are embarrassing the number that I made great.
No, it's not the controversy in Dallas. It's not number talk.
What is it?
What is it?
About the defense. They couldn't stop whatever that rookie's called.
Russell Wilson?
Yeah, him.
Russell. We just call him Russell.
That's my trade bait now.
Did he get like 8 points? Has he scored double digits?
Once he does,
it's over.
It's done. Franchise is going to trade for him.
Stop.
Is that all it takes, Franchise? Double digits 1 week?
No, stop. We're not going to do that.
You got ready.
Okay, so Team It's a Gaming World, who did he have that went off? Vernon Davis went off.
Wasn't this decided like in the last night, right?
The final game, right?
Yeah.
He had one player going. Who was it?
Yeah.
Decker, right?
Yeah, he just needed to get 1 point.
And it took him a while to get that 1 point.
Only ended up with 5.
Yeah, so it was a lot. It wasn't as close as it looks. That's what we can say, right? Like at the beginning of the night, we assumed that Brownies would lose by about 20.
Yeah. If my team was healthy, I would have won.
But look at how many points he left on the bench. 10, 20. Okay, the only one, I guess, Palmer doesn't really count because you have Tom Brady, but, and he has Jake Locker, too? What is up with these people having 3 quarterbacks? You can only play one.
It's a new phenomenon. Trade bait.
I can't believe somebody actually has Tebow on their roster.
What?
I know, we're cool.
Ooh.
Wow.
Are you serious?
Why would somebody have Tebow on their roster and he's not even getting any PT?
It's a joke.
He's not a quarterback. He's a football player.
Who is it? Who's trying in the league? We're having Tebow.
If he was on my team, if he had got drafted, I would have already put him in the waivers.
It's like having Randy Moss.
What?
Whoa.
Or Terrell Owens.
Whoa. You people better calm down. That's all I got to say. All right, next match.
Daniel Thomas.
James Jones didn't even score any points for Bowser either.
No.
I can think of a closer match.
In the doghouse? For being a terrible wide receiver?
Yeah, he's going to be.
Yeah. Now, man, what is going on with the Packers and their terrible wide receivers?
They just haven't been able to be on the field for very long periods of time to click very well. Plus, Jennings is still out. I don't even know if Jennings is coming back next week or not this week.
They're missing catches. Rodgers is throwing them out there, but, man. They're not
running routes very well. Not pretty. Good thing they picked up Cedric Benson. Wow, where's that noise coming from?
That's somebody's air conditioner.
Who has their air conditioner on?
Wow, in the middle of the show.
Who has air conditioner? Well, who's on mute now? Who's not on mute right now?
I was seeing if it was my mic.
Okay, go on mute again.
Oh, hell no.
Are you muted? It's Canada.
Who is that?
That's Canada. Canada.
Are we live yet?
Oh, God.
Okay, how about now?
No.
No.
Canada,
we can still hear the ocean in your microphone.
I'll just mute my mic.
Okay.
Hey.
Hey.
So, Mander, why'd you call in?
I called in because I wanted to talk some fantasy football.
And you're all done?
I think that's what people hear.
You done with dinner?
Torching the D?
No, not yet, but I finished touching the D.
All right. Well, then, guess what? So, we just read, we're ready to talk about your matchup. You got destroyed by the T-Piz Bros. I mean, he really took it to you. He touched your D.
Destroyed is a bit of an exaggeration.
Demolished?
No, it's not.
Obliterated?
I mean, it was a fair matchup. He did blow me out of the water as far as the matchup goes. You know, 20 points. I can't have my receivers putting up, you know, 5 combined points. That really is what killed it there for me was, you know, Finley putting up a donut, Bolden putting up a donut, Burleson putting up 1. But, you know, I'm making changes real fast, so we'll...
You're like Jerry Jones, just shipping them out now.
Hey, you know, I just wanted to try to get some new blood in here and see what I can make happen. And I feel like I really got something happening here now.
Well, you had a good start to the week because Packers gave you a free 21 points.
Oh yeah.
Like nobody loses when when your defense scores 21, you never lose except when you lost.
Except for when I lost because my receivers are ass. But, you know, that's why I'm getting rid of all of them. That's why I'm taking out Bolden from the starting. That's why I got rid of Bolden. That's why I'm getting rid of Finley. That's why I'm only leaving Colson in the starting lineup, you know? And I can do that now because I have 3 high-quality running backs.
Tomato, we were just talking about guys who have multiple quarterbacks and using them as trade bait. So which of your guys now are trade bait?
Because you have 4 quarterbacks.
Everyone's on the block right now.
You have 4 quarterbacks.
Yeah, I have four quarterbacks specifically for trade baits.
Wait a minute. Okay, yeah. Wow. Really? 4 quarterbacks? Trade bait?
Well, Blaine Gabbert went down with an injury, you know?
But he's Blaine Gabbert, so he shouldn't even be owned in this league.
He's got potential. His first week, you know, he put up a good 18 points. But, you know, I got Schaub sitting on my bench because he's Schaub, obviously, you know. And I got Flacco in there right now because...
The best quarterback in the NFL.
He's an elite quarterback, you know. You know, and I got Alex Smith coming in. So,
what are you going to
do
with him?
Smith's going to be my starter.
What?
And the rest of my quarterbacks on the trading block.
This marks the end of Tomato's reign.
Yeah.
Well, he got someone to fall for Sanchez.
Who fell for Sanchez?
Well, Lazy Sanchez Kings did.
For Marshawn Lynch.
Oh, my gosh. Are you serious?
Wait a minute.
Did you miss that trade? Did you miss the epic trade that I pulled off with Lazy Kings?
That Pantera down to...
Marshawn Lynch, Stevie J, for an injured Greg Jennings, and the Sanch.
Wow. It was a thing of
Oh,
beauty.
My gosh. An injured player... And you Mark Sanchez about, for wait, a top wait, 5 wait, running back?
Wait. You were talking about I got raped?
This Jeez. Is like a double.
Wonder. Hey, no wonder Pantera likes wieners.
And then look at the trade I just made with Team Canada. Smith and Pettigrew for Bolden and Finley.
Hear that, Canada? He's talking about rape perspective from another kind.
I like Finley. You'll see.
I do every week. They play a lot.
You traded me for 2 guys who put up 0 points. You traded me my starting quarterback and someone who's been putting up 7 points on the regular.
You know, the funny thing is, Canada was actually paying you respect because of the fact that of this trade, thinking that it was good for both sides, and then you come in and totally rip him apart.
You totally.
Hey, that's the name of the game, man.
You totally splooged on his face.
Welcome to the league, Canada.
We'll see in the next coming weeks. We'll see. I think Finley's fine. I think that receiver's just fine.
Hey, Canada, all I gotta say is welcome to the league.
Welcome.
Welcome to
Thank
the
you.
League. Okay, next matchup. Let's see.
Segway. We should go to the closest matchup.
What do you mean closest matchup? Oh, TBS NFL match. Bums versus Team Canada?
Uh-huh.
75 to 74.
Wow, that was a trophy.
Shit show.
What was your mistake? Playing Rodgers over Roethlisberger?
Hill put up a donut.
Well.
Thought I'd get more out of him. I got a lot out of him for the first week.
Yeah, I guess that's the one mistake I would have made. I mean, Emmanuel Sanders, come on. At least he's getting a lot of targets.
Thought the Packers would have done more, to be honest. I mean, if I were to put up Roethlisberger or Smith, you know, one of my many quarterbacks, I would have beat him.
What about Bums? What's he doing? Michael Vick?
Did he rob you?
I don't know yet. Because Michael Vick has still thrown 6 interceptions.
He's 2-0.
But he's still thrown 6 interceptions.
Scoreboard.
Yeah, scoreboard doesn't lie. Let me see. Rob Gronkowski.
Are you 2-0?
Oh, whoa. But that first loss doesn't count.
He's turning over a new leaf. He's a new remember? New team.
There's a new sheriff in town.
The changing of the guard.
And he shot the other sheriffs. Come on. Just wait until I beat the Bums. Then you'll see.
When is that happening, by the way?
Let me check here.
When's that bum fight happening?
Let me check the schedule here. TBS NFL Bums. We got to circle this on the calendar. Week 7, when the trade matchup happens.
Bums collide?
Bums collide.
Do either of you guys have... are we going to hear anything from the excuse machine because of buys or anything that week?
Ooh, let me check here. Oh, you got
Yeah, there it is. Bump's got 4 guys on buys.
Oh, wow. Well, too bad for him.
His entire wide receiver core is out on buy.
He'll probably be 6-0, though, so it won't really matter.
Well, I'll be 5-1, so it will matter. Okay.
Edity, that's a bit of a stretch.
What are you talking about? What do you mean?
Okay, have next you seen week my team? You're going up against. Next week you're going up against
Canada.
The wild dark horse in the league right now, Team Canada. Team I don't know what I'm doing with my trades. Team
Why does the horse have to be dark? Why can't it be a light skinned horse?
Because then you see it. Then you see it coming.
Oh, I see.
You can't see this one coming.
Whoa.
You know?
Why didn't you just use Trojan horse?
Yeah.
Dark horse? Whoa. Hey, let's get
week off. Five. Week 5, you're up against the Brownies. Always a challenge.
Bye week. Bye week. Week 5 is my bye week? Is that what you're telling me? All right.
You know, in week 6, you're playing WinRAR, who somehow put up points this week. So.
5-1. I
don't
agree.
Know how this is going to go.
Canada?
Chuck Norris is definitely a buy, though.
Easy
you can
win.
Sleep on Chuck Norris.
Wow.
Don't set your lineup for Chuck Norris.
Wow.
I don't even know why you bothered setting your lineup against Glabra this week. You know, he's got like
I didn't.
5
I,
players.
It's
in
the exact same lineup. I slept on Glabra. Okay, so anything to say, Canada? Heartbreaking loss.
Whatever.
All right.
I'm going to start Sanders next week. That's what I got to say.
All right.
Let's see what happens. Donald Brown better fucking put up some numbers.
You know who else better put up numbers for you? Jermichael Finley.
Finley will. Finley will. You watch.
Like 2. He's going to get a busted knee just like Jackson did.
All right,
what if that turns out to be Team Canada's fate? Knee injuries. Someone put it on the call-it board.
You put it on the call-it board.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. We know you at least have a computer.
Or like a ThinkPad or whatever you're working on.
Remember, Tomato, start Smith over Flacco. I know how tempting Flacco is. But
start him. Flacco, the best quarterback in the NFL. All right, franchise. You fluked yourself to another victory, 2-0.
Wow.
Leading your division. Well, look at your team. Let's be honest. You had 2 players scoring double digits in your starters. That's not a good sign. You're riding the back of a fraud quarterback who's handing it off to his wide receivers
Wait. Didn't you say that last year about Cam Newton?
Who won in the playoffs? Me or you?
Didn't you say that about Cam Newton?
Who won in the playoffs, me or you?
I did. Oh. I beat you.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I like Straight Cash Homie's new avatar image.
Is he going for the 0-16? He's going for the 0-16? The rare winless season?
For Denard.
Oh, my God.
For Ron Rowe.
Well, when you're starting the Raiders, D, you're asking for a bruising, you know? Like, if your defense has less than 5 points projected, don't start them. They aren't going to do well.
Well, they're playing Miami, right?
I mean, the Raiders, yeah, Miami with the greatest running back in the league right now, Reggie Bush.
No, Arian Foster is the greatest running back in the league
right now. Fact check yourself before you fact wreck yourself. Who's got more running yards right now?
That's a stat check, not a fact check, just so you know.
Reggie Bush, he's got over 200.
Aaron 200 how?
Tomato, Jamal Charles is on the block now, eh? Just throwing that out there.
All right, I'll take it. Jamal Charles, you said?
Well, you could have had him.
Yeah, you could have.
You didn't want him.
You didn't want him, see, because... You gave
away.
You
Donald Jones.
You gave Cam away for free. $3.99.
Donald Jones is going to be a beast. Watch.
Wow. Okay, so you won franchise.
Wait, Donald Jones, one catch, -1 yard?
Wait, that's who you got?
He's going to be beastly.
Oh, my.
You made a similar call last year. What was that guy's name, John?
Who?
I don't know. I don't remember his name.
Oh, Brandon Gibson? Anything.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a beast this year.
You were 1 year off?
I was off by a season.
But you did call it.
Nobody picked up Brandon Gibson.
He was looking into his crystal ball into the future.
So if Ron Bro just starts like a legit D that scores
or
zero
no D.
points,
no D.
he would have won.
Yes, if he rocks the no D look, he would have beat Team Fraud Chise.
Oh, I think you still have to start a defense.
What the?
You don't have to.
What?
Team Fraud Chise.
Yeah, I guess why would you have to if you have, like, buys that week? You could probably play through it.
Oh, man.
Unless we're going to say that's not part of the gentlemanly agreement.
Well, no. Gentlemen beat franchise, so you can rock no D if that means you don't score an 8-7. So, franchise, you really lost this game.
Oh, I thought I had lost it Sunday night. And for some reason, his quarterback just did not come through for him yesterday.
I mean, his quarterback did all right, but they were winning by a lot for most of the game.
Oh, yeah. And then my guys came back, and then it was down to his quarterback, and his quarterback choked like Pantera on hot dogs.
Bad choke, too.
Yeah, or game cartridges.
let's talk about Pantera's matchup. If you guys follow him on Twitter, you've been hearing a lot about karma. Some what goes around comes around. Whatever. He somehow won why? Trent Richardson?
Because of Marshawn Lynch.
Well, partially because of Marshawn Lynch, but also because Richardson got one long carry for a touchdown.
Yeah, you want to talk about changing of the guard. There you go.
He gave away Marshawn Lynch. Oh, my gosh. Pantera, this is your only win now.
And Stevie Johnson.
And Stevie Johnson.
Two guys away.
So let's just say that Pantera is automatically on the bubble.
Oh, he just gave away
I had to sit there. I had to sit there and talk to Pantera for over an hour. Getting him to make this trade.
Oh, my gosh. Are you
and
serious?
I offered him a way better trade than
I
this.
Offered him a way better trade than this.
I offered him a way better trade.
Canada?
See, this is exactly what I told him you guys were all going to say.
But we did.
I'm telling you.
You. Oh,
jeez,
my gosh. So
wait
a minute.
Gave him a good trade.
What computer games did you give him, Tomato?
Yeah.
I didn't give him anything. I didn't give him anything, but I gave him a little side advice. I told him to put some players in those empty slots on his bench. And
wait a minute. You told him to fill out his lineup?
Wow.
So, Tomato just...
Big time family fantasy.
Wait, wait a minute. So Tomato just showed him his wiener. That's what he showed him.
God. Wow.
I got this first generation Genesis that I gave him, you know, for a little midnight snack if he wants it, you know. I hooked it up on the side a little bit, you know.
Oh, he's over there.
I heard he likes buffalo wings.
Wow. So, wow, you talked him into giving you Marshawn Lynch for free.
And it took some talking, you know. It took a lot of, you need a quarterback. Sanchez is going to be a great quarterback.
Oh, my gosh. Oh my gosh, it gets even worse.
There was a lot of, I don't know football, so I hope you aren't cheating me here, Tomato. And I assured him I was just trying to give him a fair deal.
Kept dangling the apple right in front of his face.
So, Pantera, we know your love for wieners. You just took a wiener in two holes.
He took a Tommy.
Jesus Christ! He got a wiener in his hole, in his mouth, and in his a hole. You dumbass!
Well, let's calm down here.
An injured guy. Come on, Pantera. Well, I offered you two great guys.
You must have told him a line because when I saw the trade go through, I emailed him and said, "You do know that Jennings is injured, right? Oh, but he's gonna come and have a big week next week." Like he's not even playing this week. You do know that, right?
Jennings doesn't have any stats for the year.
Oh, my gosh.
You dumbass.
Need a wider...
What?
Look at Tomato's profile picture on Skype. That's what you want to make a trade with. That's what you want to make a trade
yeah.
with.
Gosh, that should have stopped you immediately.
Look at my beautiful face. Doesn't that face just scream trade bait?
Wow, that face screams, I just threw up in my mouth.
Hey, I'm no longer jailbait, Edity. I'm legal,
okay,
so it's okay.
Good. Okay, that makes me feel a lot better. NBA, NBA 1247, you need to set your lineup. Oh, you're on the bubble. You still have
a
free agent.
Is there a way to check? I can't remember. Is there a way to check, like, his activity?
No.
If he doesn't make any.
I know for sure
assume,
he
though,
did not if, change his lineup. For okay. a fact, I know that.
Okay.
And he, I mean.
If he doesn't make any waiver pickups and he doesn't change his lineup, it's safe to assume he didn't pay attention
yeah.
to what was happening.
He needs
this week.
To drop
he has
Winslow.
The Jets B.
He needs to drop anyway. Winslow. And Garcon was injured in week one. So. He's
wait,
on
maybe
the,
he
wait
thought
a minute.
Garcon was coming back this early, week. You know?
No, he wasn't. Nobody thought that. Nobody.
Tomato.
Maybe he.
Tomato. There was already a call it thread established. You didn't have to.
Yeah.
Didn't have to create a new one.
Wow.
Where
now
was
going
to call it?
Now I'm going to have to just, admin that.
Yeah. Come on. Now.
Wow. Now I got to go in there and do this. Delete entire thread. Delete. Boom. If you, it's called the call it thread.
Wait. You have to take all trade rights. To any kind of trades from Tomato.
Is Tomato on embargo now?
Yes, he can no longer trade.
Tomato's embargoed?
He's in Pantera's here. Pantera, you know, I'll show you my wiener if you let me trade those. And Pantera's up there like, oh.
Hey, nothing illicit has happened.
Yeah.
It was a willing exchange between two adults.
Yeah.
For football players.
You can't regulate that.
If you didn't like it, you should have vetoed it.
Yeah, I vetoed
yeah,
it.
If you guys didn't like the trade, you should have fucking vetoed the trade.
I vetoed the trade.
Shit, and it's gone now.
Yeah, it's way gone.
Well, yeah, you can't
happened.
Blame Tomato now.
You guys got to pay attention. Come on,
you
franchise.
Guys saw rape happening and you turned
no.
the other cheek.
No, we were screaming. We were screaming, don't let this happen.
Which cheek are you talking about?
Just look. You just walked away.
We don't want to know about your cheeks, buddy.
You're like that guy who saw Sandusky doing this business.
and he just left him there.
But we told the athletic director about it.
Oh, wait a minute! Isn't he one of Sandusky's victims?
The athletic director.
We're gonna change your name. You know what we're gonna change?
Never too old.
Wow. Later, your new name is Sandusky.
You better change your icon or your avatar to
Joe
Pop.
I'm working on it.
All right, last matchup. Team Winrar over Team Chuck Norris.
That's a buy.
Eli Manning, Willis McGahee. Not bad. Bills defense, Seahawks. What the heck is going on with his defenses? Jeez. Two of them over 15 points. And Larry Fitzgerald got a big zero. Is that the Cobb effect? Is that what's going on there?
Who, Fitzgerald, you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't...
One catch for
4 yards.
I remember
I read something about it. Basically, they were saying that Seattle... New England basically set their entire game plan for Fitzgerald and shut him down, and figuring that no of the other players on Arizona would be able to beat him. And Arizona proved out that that was not the case. Especially once Hernandez went down, they're saying that their entire plan and their entire package revolves around a two tight end game plan. So that's why they also talked about they signed Winslow.
Now
they've got Winslow to try and get back to their offense scheme.
And let's see, Team Chuck Norris. I mean, you would think that with the running backs he has, if you go off of the name, he's in pretty good shape. He'd be all right.
Cutler had a really bad game. I mean, that's not going to happen again.
What about Chris Johnson? I mean, he did this before. Yeah.
Chris
he did
Johnson
this last year.
Has not been doing anything this entire year.
Some of the fantasy guys are calling him CJ 1K.
If that. You're okay. If that. Yeah. Wow, 8 for 17, not good. Not good at all.
Here we go.
11 for 4 week 1.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, he kind of came on at the end of the year last year, but
I don't remember. Did they work out a new deal or anything like that?
I think it's the same deal.
Okay, so he held out, but nothing happened from it.
Right.
That was last year.
That was how he. That's when he came back. He got his. Okay. He got paid, I guess. He's terrible.
And I think, speaking of terrible, who decides to put in Cecil Shorts over Mike Williams? Who puts in a no name like second tier receiver in Cecil Shorts?
Whoa! Don't disrespect Cecil Shorts.
Instead of plugging in Mike Williams, who, no, he's not the best, but he will at least put up some points on
what
a regular
basis.
What
do you have basis. Against Cecil Shorts?
Tomato, are you sure it's Cecil or is it Cecil?
Ooh.
It's Cecile Shorts.
So, when Ryan Matthews comes back...
Wait a minute, is Sandusky still talking?
Pantera? Are you still talking?
Oh, yeah. You know it. Sandusky. You should check my new team name.
Sandusky, we just put one of your victims in here.
Pantera.
Hello?
Oh, Pantera.
Yeah.
We just went through how you got violated by Tomato.
He did. I just want to ask
for
him.
For an hour.
Dude, Sandusky.
I just want to ask him, Pantera, how does it feel to be a victim of Sandusky?
How did I get violated?
What do you mean?
Wow.
But yeah, what are you guys talking about? I gave him my number one wide receiver, and I gave him my number one quarterback in exchange for his, like, third-tier running back and a guy off his bench.
You gave him an injured guy and a quarterback that shouldn't be on a team in this league
no,
this
I
deep.
I gave him championship material right there.
An injured guy?
That's what I did. I gave him the Super Bowl.
Whoa. No. He came on the show and first said, I gave him an injured wide receiver. So, first off,
I gotta look tough. I can't look like I'm helping out a guy. You know, that's not fair. No, we're supposed to be competitors. No. I can't be having little side alliances with
Pantera, your cheeks must be hurting really bad right now.
Greg Jennings is going to get better next week. He's just fine for next game.
He's injured.
You know, well, he's still going to get better. Doesn't mean he will still get better.
He's injured.
He just gave Lynch away.
He's hurt.
You know, and this week will be the true test to see who ended up with the better end of this trade deal. Because me and Lazy Kings, matchup of the week.
Is that really the matchup of the week?
It says Coach Mike McCarthy said that he'd be surprised if Jennings' groin was unable to play in week three.
Oh, wait, he has a groin injury?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not good.
Those linger like hell.
The coach is saying that he'd be surprised if he doesn't play week three.
Well, he might play, but he's still going to be injured. That's the point.
Yeah. And they haven't been.
It's not like the Green Bay Packers have any other receivers to throw to, though, right?
Are you kidding me?
One man's chest.
He's got a whole gang of receivers. What are you talking about? Greg Jennings?
Yeah, about Finley.
You better hope he's got Finley.
Pantera, do you have anything to say for yourself?
About what?
About what you let Tomater do?
I thought it was fine.
Pantera, you want to defend yourself also with some of the other offers that everybody else seemed to vocalize that they thought were fair?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's hear some of these much fairer offers instead of just trying to slander my good trading name.
Sandusky, sit down. That's what you do, Sandusky. You sit back and you stop grabbing little boys' asses. That's not right. Stop.
Does everybody agree that LeSean McCoy and Greg Jennings is fair to trade for Michael Turner, Randy Moss, and Kevin Ogletree?
Ogletree, who's that?
That sounds Ogletree.
Who's Ogletree?
Ogletree?
I'm still trying to figure out who Ogletree is.
I'm not laughing at the pronunciation. I'm laughing at the deal.
Yeah, me too. I mean, it doesn't seem fair to me. I mean, I even know that one. What about LeSean McCoy and Jordy Nelson for Darren McFadden and Wes Welker?
Who's McFadden?
McFadden.
McFadden?
That's a great trade.
Whatever.
That's actually a pretty good trade.
It is?
That's a fair trade. Like, wait, who made the trade offer, though? That's the question.
Rajon Rondo.
Oh, you don't need to trade with him. Oh, he doesn't have shit.
Do you know they saw you get trade raped once, and now everybody's trying to trade rape you?
No, that last proposal was a lot fairer than...
Wait, did you make that proposal, Canada?
No.
Like, McFadden really hasn't been putting up any sort of numbers so far this year.
It's only been two weeks.
You know what's funny?
McFadden is going to do fine.
Canada, shut up.
You guys haven't talked about how I dominated the league this week.
You just gave away all your players.
Yeah, you just gave away your best.
Stevie Johnson. Lynch.
Now you'll be lucky if you score 50 points a week.
You gave Lynch away for a song, man. That's where it's all going to hell.
Dude, I'm your man. I'm your brother. I'm cool with you. I'm telling you, I'm being honest, you got trade rate.
Okay, I believe you.
Jennings has no stats for the year at all.
It's like he hasn't even played football.
He was targeted like two times, and he dropped both passes. So they went to Randall Cobb.
He's a has-been. Okay.
Jones.
I guess it's got to happen to somebody at least once.
I've never been trade raped, Pantera.
So are you admitting it then?
I didn't trade rape.
He came on here and he had his feathers all puffed up.
Dude, he came out before you came on and he was all about, man, I traded him for an injured guy and
the Sanch.
He was like, Sanchez.
Team Sanchez.
Yeah.
That is his nickname, isn't it?
Yeah, Sanchez.
Oh. That's right. Sanchez. He sucks.
Well, I think Greg Jennings is going to be ready to play at least next week.
Hopefully.
Yeah, that was a good trade.
Do you read about injuries, sir? That's all I want to know. He's got a groin injury. Those don't just go away.
Have you ever
They heal.
Have you ever had a groin injury?
I've got a quick question for you. Have you seen that video of Greg Jennings catching that pass with a broken leg and taking it all the way to the end zone?
Taking it to the house, you mean?
Yeah, what, about 2, 3, 4 years ago?
Yeah, the one where...
Yeah.
The one Greg from Jennings. Madden.
Greg Jennings is barely playing at this point in his career. Greg Jennings is, what, 37 years old? He is not going to get the touches that he once got. He's got young, hungry...
Hold on. I think Franchise is making up all kinds of stats. Yeah. Like, oh, my gosh. He's just making up all kinds of stats.
Greg Jennings is in his prime.
Greg Jennings is 28 years old.
And he's not going to play. He's just old.
Pantera, I will say, make sure that you, now that this trade has gone through, that you do adjust your lineup again.
I know. I'm missing somebody. I know that.
Well, you're not missing somebody. You're just...
Yeah, you're missing... You're missing...
You're missing Marshawn Lynch.
Where did he go? Oh, he's on my lineup now.
Basically, this helped a bum get better.
Maybe this is what Pantera needed, though, because he needs to have a little fire under his belly now. He's going to start paying attention and then just trounce Tomato next time they
That would be fantastic.
That's next week. That's the match of the week next week.
Is it?
Labra? Right.
Okay,
there you go, Pantera.
Let's get into it. Hold on. So the matchup of the week, according to Tomato...
Sponsored by
the Tomato, is the Stewed Sanduskies versus the Concord Lazy Cakes. It's the matchup of the week. And it's going to be the new look Concord Lazy Kings, because they traded all their players away versus a team that has all those players now. Marshawn Lynch plugged right in. Fits right in there in the flex spot. So now he has three legit running backs.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. And serviceable. Oh, my gosh. This is the problem, Pantera. Is Tomato got
traded with any of you guys? Well, I can't trust any of you.
No, here's the problem. Tomato got considerably better with the trade. And I don't think you did. And that's the problem.
I don't trade with people. I normally don't ever trade with people.
Well, you definitely don't trade with Tomato.
You don't check your trade. Well,
he told us earlier that he offered to show you his wiener, and that's why you said this.
Is that true?
No.
Good.
Pantera, it's okay. I'm legal now. It's okay to tell them.
Fuck you.
There it is. There's the fire.
There's the fire, yeah.
Okay. Next matchup. What's another big matchup? Franchise.
Rough Riders, Canada.
Really?
Ooh.
Oh, come on. Then I got a bye week.
Embargo City.
You got a bye? I don't think so, man.
I got a bye week.
I think people are already predicting in this chat that this is the loser bowl.
What?
People.
Check the matchup.
In the chat.
Oh, it's the loser bowl.
Lucier?
Lucier bowl. Yeah.
That's okay, Tomato. You're a man. You can spell however you want.
You're legal now.
Yeah, fuck you. I've got three wide receivers. I've got three running backs who can kick your ass.
Wow, so basically you have the team I had last year. I had a bunch of running backs last year.
I'll trade you to Deshaun, Tomato. We can make it one step
closer. Deshaun for who?
I'm just saying, to get closer to Franchise's team.
Oh, you're right. You're right. Yeah, I do need to plug Deshaun Disappointment Jackson in there to get him going.
He stole Cam Newton.
Yeah, he was giving him away for free.
He did.
Apparently, I didn't think Franchise was that gullible. I thought he was going to expect better than Danny Amendola and Donald Jones. Really? Really? You gave him away for that crap?
Wow. Really, Sandusky? Really?
Come on. Donald Jones, the number two wide receiver in Buffalo.
Sandusky, stop. Hold on there, Sandusky. You've already been sentenced to jail. You know, they've already found guilty of 45 counts. Come on, stop. Now, we don't try to shift your bad trade over on me.
What bad trade? What bad trade did I make? What I've been making great trades this entire year.
You trade rate Pantera.
Is that a bad thing? Is it a bad thing to make your team better?
That is a bad thing when you...
This is what's wrong with America.
No.
This is what's wrong with America.
You took advantage of something.
A hatred for success.
No. You see somebody like Sandusky over here, he should be locked up. You're on the bubble. For making
but you can't put people on the bubble. Only I can put people on the bubble.
And even when he does, it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
Both of you on the play.
I think my victory last year in the Super Bowl in the league Super Bowl
gave you a big head.
Gives me immunity to any bubbling this year.
Yeah, you didn't win.
I choked.
I lost.
You lost the Super Bowl?
Yeah, he didn't win.
That's true, Tomato. You didn't actually win it.
Yeah, McLean's team was highly underrated.
So, not a real win.
McLean's team. No, I beat McLean. I beat the Tree Milkers, which was the real Super Bowl, was me against the Tree Milkers.
You frauded your way into a championship.
How did I fraud my way into a championship?
You frauded your way into it.
You raped.
The Brownies had. No, the Brownies had porn. Shit at running backs. The Brownies had shit at wide receiver. I deserved it.
You mean Matt Forte? You're lucky he wasn't there. You fraud.
Yeah, and then you forgot to keep him on your list, and then I picked him up, so you couldn't keep him.
Right, because Matt Forte's been so good this year. How could I let him slide?
So everything I've said about, you know, Sandusky over there has been correct, right?
So far.
Yes.
See?
But I'm a great fantasy owner? That I really know how to play?
No, that you know how to rape people.
It's not what fantasy's all about.
No.
No, it's not.
Wow.
What is fantasy about then, besides trying to scam people?
Wow.
No, you're right.
Oh,
you're right. I think he's right. I think he's right, franchise.
We haven't really proven him otherwise.
That's what this league is built on. It's built on stealing from the poor and giving to the rich.
Look at Bourne. He tries to do that and his team still sucks. So it's not as easy as it looks.
Wow. If anybody ever makes a trade with Tomato again in this league, I will be shocked. I will literally be shocked.
I don't need to make any more trades.
You
I'm still
your fate for the next 5 years.
Yeah.
You
embargoed yourself.
You're ready to be shocked.
Uh-oh. Is there trade talks? Are you
it's
in trade talks?
You need to get some fresh blood. Hey, seriously, E-Diddy, please keep kicking people out of the league and bringing new people in for me to steal from. Please do.
Fresh crop.
It's working out great. You know, because every year, they're still just as gullible.
New fish, is that what we call them? New fish?
Yeah. New fish.
Yeah, E-Diddy's part of the problem.
What do you mean?
You took out Red Cobra. You're blaming the victims.
Oh gosh. Wow.
Now you see why we call you Sandusky.
I'm fine with being Sandusky. No. Hold on.
Everybody heard it. He is fine being Sandusky.
Wow.
We're gonna put your ass in Leavenworth.
All right, next matchup. T-Piz Bros versus Escalus Glabra Born. That's your matchup. What are you thinking?
Well, I still got. I'm either going to make a move to improve the tight end position, or I'm going to go with Olsen. I'm not really sure. So that'll be the one opening, and I'll probably maybe I'll drop Lance Moore to the bench only to have him score like 15 points.
Yeah, probably.
Plug in Amendola. Oh wait, no, you can't.
No.
Okay. Next matchup. We already talked about Team Canada losing to Rough Riders, right?
Yeah, we already covered the Loser Bowl.
Okay. You'll see. No.
Let's cover this week's Super Bowl. Team It's a Gaming World versus Team Fraudchise.
2-0.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait.
What?
Wait.
It's a team PS addiction.
Yes. Oh, that's right. That's right. Breaking news.
Our new sponsor.
Our new sponsor, PSAddiction.com. Go there for all of your PlayStation-related gaming news. It's PSAddiction.com. They are the sponsor of this TPS NFL season. Their $50 is going to the champion of this league, PS Addiction. That's PSAddiction.com. Okay, franchise. How are you going to take down the addiction?
12 steps.
Man, that's bad. What did they change their name because they didn't want like being called? It's a gay mean world.
Emphasis on the world.
Wow.
Oh. You know, they saw the PlayStationShow.com was in utter ruin.
What are you talking about? We're in beta.
Wow.
They're taking over the PlayStation corner of
are you saying that the PlayStationShow.com has nothing on it related to PlayStation?
It's just
mostly fantasy football.
Didn't want to say anything.
Oh.
No, you've got that one episode of the PlayStation Show podcast, which may not actually be about anything involving PlayStation.
PlayStation related.
Yeah.
That's a number one hit right now, Pantera, just so you know.
Oh, that was
what?
That was gold episode.
It was good, man.
I hope so.
Just so you know.
You've got a whole one like and four comments.
It's hot. Okay, so franchise.
So you're just trolling me on that one now?
No. That's the truth. It is hot.
How many downloads have you had so far?
We don't talk numbers live. Okay, franchise. So you have to take down PS Addiction only so that you can take over your division. Okay? Make sure you do that.
Yeah. Franchise tied for first in white division right now.
Whoa. Hey, Sandusky, stop. You're borderline racist here.
Yeah, don't be bored. Go hard or go home.
He's out there. Last year he was talking about humping Dwight Howard's legs.
That wasn't last week. That was like this year.
Last year, I said, Jesus. Boy, clean out the ears, son. It's not last week. Jesus.
So they're playing for white supremacy?
Yeah, they are because it is. For the white division lead. I mean, that's an accurate statement.
And politically sensitive.
Oh boy.
You can't argue against the facts, franchise. I'm just saying. Those are the facts. It's white versus white.
Facts don't lie.
I've heard white on white crime before. Is that like embezzlement?
White collar, for sure. Definitely white collar.
Oh, man.
Next up. Team WinRAR versus Mexico Brownies. WinRAR put up a lot of points last week. This is a scary-looking team, McLean. I don't think you have it in you. I mean, you have an injured Ahmad Bradshaw. You have Adrian Peterson going against the best defense in the NFL. You have the Cowboys D. Come on, Tampa Bay put up like a billion points on the Giants. I don't know what to tell you.
I don't know who Andrew Hawkins is. Who's this guy? Why are you starting him? He's terrible.
Whoa,
don't do that.
Check the stats. He's a
check
beast.
The stats. He's had 2 weeks of 10 points average. That's not a beast.
Hey,
that's
wait.
Acceptable.
Why aren't you starting Looter in a Riot anymore?
Rashawn Jeffrey?
Yeah.
Because the Bears decided they don't like winning. So they stopped throwing to him.
Yeah, that was
so they lose. They're trying to get the USC quarterback.
Barkley?
Yeah.
Is there a thing for him?
Wow, wasn't Barkley just roasted in the news? Didn't Lane Kiffin just tear him up?
That's not right. He's just a kid. He can't take that. I mean, he stayed for Lane. He stayed to win Lane. A BCS championship. Why is Lane throwing him under the bus like that? Can't be doing that to kids.
Now, I've got some questions, though, about WinRAR's team, because they look scary. But if you look at who they've got in there, it's not actually going to be that effective, if you think about it. Because, you know, you got Larry Fitzgerald, who always looks like a threat but never puts up numbers because he's all the Cardinals have. You know, he's got Mike Wallace in there who, whatever, he looks like a douche.
Because that matters on the football field.
And they've got Vincent Jackson, who, okay, he used to be good when he was on the Chargers. What's he doing now? Nothing. You know, he may have put up 18 points last week, but that's in the past.
Fluke.
He's on the Buccaneers. Who does he have throwing to him? You know, like...
Josh Freeman?
No one.
The black Ben Roethlisberger?
Willis McGee. You can't win with a name like that. Who? So he's totally going to lose.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Who?
Wait, McGahee. Willis McGee.
Willis McGee.
And McGee looks like a douche, too. He's got the douche cut as well, you know? So
Eli Manning, we already know he looks like a douche.
Yeah.
How can this guy win any games?
He looks like
Eli Manning, fraud central, you know, not a reliable fantasy quarterback. Sure, he may have thrown for over 500 yards this last week against Tampa Bay. Who cares? It isn't Jared last Cook. Week.
He's it's probably going to be week. Big cookies or something. He's no good.
He's probably going to be sitting on the sideline with Peyton, participating in some double-stuffed Oreo Racing League event, you know. Trying to lick his way.
That's your TPS NFL what? Analysis right there.
Off the rail.
Double stuffed Oreos.
Double stuffed and licking. Come on, Dusky, stop. Stop. No more from Dusky.
Hey, E. Diddy, why haven't we gotten spammed with some of those videos that you have the ability of sending now as a commissioner for ESPN?
What?
Have you seen them advertising those?
No, I haven't.
Like you can apparently there's some videos that you can send players or managers if they don't set their lineup Justin Tuck has a video and he's like, set your lineup, chump. Stuff like that.
We'd have to look into that. I'll definitely be sending some videos very shortly.
I'm gonna get one of those sent to me soon.
Oh yeah. Definitely.
First one.
Okay.
I've already set my lineup. Thank you very much.
Next matchup, TPS NFL Bums versus Team Chuck Norris, 2-0 versus 0-2. Norris needs his running backs to show up. If his running backs show up, maybe he has a chance.
Sounds like Matthews might play this week.
Oh, so that's a real good sign. Yeah. I mean, he has three running backs that could be really good. They just haven't been. Yet.
But you know what? You know what Chuck Norris's problem is? What? Jay Cutler. That is his problem, in a nutshell.
Why, do you have some trade bait that might go down well for him?
All I'm saying is, you know, 126 yards, 4 interceptions? Really, Jay Cutler? Really? You don't got nothing. Maybe you need a new quarterback, like Joe Flacco, or Matt Shaw.
The best quarterback in the NFL. Gabbert.
Best quarterback.
Not Blaine Gabbert. Definitely not Blaine Gabbert. I mean, you can pick somebody off the waiver wire better than Blaine Gabbert. Shh. I mean, I'm assuming you'll be able to pick up Blaine Gabbert off the waiver wire here shortly.
Yeah. You better, at least.
Yeah. Last matchup, I'm not a racist. NBA 1247 versus straight catch homie Ron Bro. 1-1 versus 0-2. Straight cash homie keeping it.
Newbie Bowl.
Oh, that's true. So if NBA doesn't set his lineup, Ron Bro might get his first win.
That's automatic upset
alert.
I'm going to go ahead and vote for Ron Bro.
Upset alert.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think you need to give upset alerts when you've got three questionably injured players on a team and you know he's
it's
not going to
set It's already lineup. In the smack board, so.
Oh, and guess who's also got... Guess who's sitting pretty with a free agent on his bench right now? I am not a racist.
Yeah, we went through this.
He's going to be signed, though.
Yeah, he is actually on a team.
Who's he signing with?
New England.
Oh, duh.
Well, that just happened.
Well, you got to know.
Come on, Tomato.
What
was that? I don't even know what that was.
What?
That's those children over there with Sandusky.
Calm your children down.
They're laughing.
Okay. I think that's it for the update. Anything else going on in the world of the NFL that people want to talk about?
Well, I was just going to say you need to corral again and restate the obvious about the whole pigskin pick 'em.
Oh, that's right.
Okay, I thought we were only doing that bullshit pick four teams for the first week.
No,
we
this
just
is for the entire season. Come on.
We're doing 4 a week.
4 a week.
Why are we only doing 4 a week?
Because B. Smith is only giving me 4 choices.
Okay? We don't play by his rules. We play by our rules.
Well, he's the one putting the $20.
Okay, good call.
So Butters again, I'm going to disqualify Butters if he continues to do this. I don't care. I will delete you from the league if you don't follow the rules. Tomater, you have one strike.
Why hasn't the franchise joined?
I don't know why franchise hasn't joined. He doesn't like money.
I don't think you can now.
Oh, really?
I thought I read somewhere on here it says that you can't, you can only sign up before things have gotten started, but I could be wrong.
Only before the season. Rules. Yeah, it is lax.
Entries may leave or join group only before it begins.
Oh, good. Sorry.
Maybe
bad luck.
Restart the group. Start fresh.
No, I'm not starting fresh. And Butters has 2 strikes. One more strike, and you're out of here. Tomato, you have 2 strikes because you didn't know.
I have 1 strike.
No, you have 2 strikes because you didn't listen. So if you do it again, you're out of here. Only do the 4 games.
How many strikes do I have so I can use them?
Only do the 4 games that we say in this broadcast, on this podcast, in the Pick'em group.
So that means John and I basically are in a tie right now. If that were to be the case.
Yes. 4 picks correct. 4 picks correct. And I am tied for 3rd, actually, then.
Yeah.
With 1 pick correct.
Wow. Von Bronians is actually doing better at pigskin pick'em than he is on his team.
Okay, so this week's... I'm still looking for this week's. He gave them to me, but I closed the window. So give me a minute here.
Okay.
All right, here we go. This week's matchups. Let me load up my entries here so I can pick them as I state them. All right, so first matchup.
Wait. Let me load them up, too.
Okay, first matchup. If you're playing along at home. Dallas.
You say that like people are listening to this.
If you're playing along at home, pay attention. Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the Dallas Cowboys. Dallas -7.5. Now, this is a no-brainer because nobody gives the Buccaneers 7.5 points and comes out alive. Everyone has to go Buccaneers. I'm going Buccaneers. McClain, who do you got?
Yeah, the Cowboys.
Wow.
They always blow out the Buccaneers.
Wow. Not this year.
I have to agree with McClain on this one.
Wow. Yeah, I'm going with McClain, too.
Wow. I guess I'm making up ground this week.
Yeah.
Tomater?
Or increasing the spread.
I definitely have to decide to go with
Penn State.
Yeah, Penn State here. Penn State is really
all right, Sandusky.
Pantera, do you have any idea what's going on?
San Francisco 49ers.
That's what I thought. All right, next, Team Canada. Are you still there?
Yeah.
Buccaneers at Cowboys -7.5.
I'm going with the Cowboys.
Wow. Making up a lot of ground this week. All right, next matchup. Let me see here. Let me find it on here so I say it right because he doesn't know how to put them in here correctly. Buffalo Bills at the Cleveland Browns. The Browns +2.5.
No way.
This is an easy one.
This is an easy one. Browns.
I'm afraid to say it.
Browns. This is an easy one. Do not give the Browns 2.5 points at home. Are you kidding me? Come on, Bourne.
No.
What? Come on!
I gotta feel this here.
Wow!
Buffalo's put up at least 35 points the first 2 weeks. Cleveland's finally found the end zone once or twice this past week.
Come on, McClain, fix this.
I think I'm gonna go Brown.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I don't have a problem with that, really. But
no way. I'm going.
I'm a true Browns fan. Unlike some fake Browns fans on here. Who I won't name.
Franchise?
Buffalo.
Canada?
Bills.
Pantera?
What?
So 49ers.
All right.
Wieners.
Next matchup.
What was the question?
The Sunday night game. No, we're moving
next
on.
Next pick.
Sunday night game. New England Patriots. I guess we're going to do every New England Patriots game this year. New England Patriots at the Baltimore Ravens. Baltimore minus 2.5. They're giving Baltimore. Come on. Who wants to fake the first stab so I don't have to?
I'm going to go with the Patriots on this one.
All right. Ravens have the elite quarterback in Joe Flacco.
Number one quarterback in the NFL?
Number one quarterback in the NFL. Number one value pick in the NFL.
Trade pick.
Number one, I'm trading him. Please take him from me in the NFL.
I'll do something for him. You wouldn't go for it.
Got to make a reasonable offer here, Pantera.
That's franchise.
I don't want to see your wiener.
Who else has their picks yet?
Come on, McClain.
I got the Ravens.
You got the Ravens? Wow.
Yeah.
Ravens.
Ravens for Canada. Pantera?
San Francisco?
Steve Young? Franchise, did you pick one yet?
Baltimore?
Baltimore.
Baltimore. The Patriots.
And last one, Houston at Denver. Denver plus 1.5. Oh,
no way.
Coin flip.
No way.
Coin flip. Oh, this is easy, right? Houston. And by a lot, right? Like two touchdowns. Canada got two touchdowns for Houston. McClain, you got two touchdowns for Houston?
I got the Broncos.
What? Wow.
What?
Did you see the last game?
Manning versus the Texans.
He just threw away the game in the first quarter, interception after interception after interception. They were begging for Tebow back.
Yeah, but there's nobody that'll study more in the off week to prepare for the next week than Peyton.
Than Joe Flacco.
Yeah, the Joe Flacco. All right, who do you got, Tomater? Texans, two touchdowns?
Texans, two touchdowns and a field goal.
Ooh. Franchise?
Going with the home team.
Broncos. Pass it. Make sure you pass it. Pantera.
Why are you saying Dusky Lambie?
I'm gonna switch and take the Texans instead on this one.
Oh wow. Two touchdowns and a field goal.
Wow.
And a safety.
I guess I'm gonna be leading next week.
I guess so.
So that's your Pigspin pick 'em. The games will be in the blog post. Make sure you only pick these four games, Butters, because you have one more strike and you are out of here. I will admin this group.
And Tomato too, or does he only have one strike?
No, Tomato has
two
strikes.
No, I have two strikes too.
Yeah, he definitely has two strikes, but I think he knows better. He isn't going to test me. Right, Tomato?
I would never test you.
Oh, he's going to test you. Again. Old Sandusky is going to test you, and he's going to try to touch you.
Hey, E. Diddy, I got some trade offers if you want to make some trades here, buddy.
I want to trade too.
Okay, so let's finish up.
You guys are just immune from the pain.
Pantera, I'm going to give you the last word.
What?
Good enough.
We'd like to see you keep on playing Heisman Trophy style.
Oh, yeah, if you could just keep that up, that'd be great.
We'd like to hoist a trophy on the shelf. Look around and you will see us bleeding maize and blue.
Go blue!
Don't get injured, or we will surely lose. Shoelace, it's you, Denard Robinson. Wolverine fans turn their eyes to you. Go blue, blue. Pass if you please, Denard Robinson. The big house is the place for those who play. Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, hey, hey.
Our thanks to Art and Paul for getting back together just for that one there.
Wow. The little seam, 20, 25. There he goes. 30, 35, yeah. 40. He's in midfield, and they'll never catch him. Yes. Denard Robinson.
Yes.
Shoelaces flopping in the wind. Goes all the way to the end zone. 87 yards. Touchdown, Michigan.
When the year is done, you can call the legend. Like Chuck and Desmond, 8 a.m. class.
Whoops. I'm knocking everything over.
Mississippi ran there and he got a fucking speeding ticket. So don't try to diss him, cause you will probably miss him. You take one look at your girl, she will try to kiss him. And don't even ask why, because you know he's so fly. 500 yards in the game, didn't even try to rail Proud. Who, cause that homo can blow me. Denard's about to take him.
The Heisman Trophy.